This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones. On a long,
lonesome night. All right, Steve Shenix. Internet connection just went down, so we're calling him on the phone. Probably we're about to get into Huawei and Cyber Command and this big global sellout by Big Tech of America. So we're going to get him to pop in here as soon as we can. A lot of other big stories on Infowars.com, where even the dim witnesses admit that Hunter Biden should be criminally investigated. They just can't lie now they're actually being questioned. I guess they realize they can be charged with perjury. So there's a lot of crazy developments. Mike Adams is coming up. Millie Weaver just finished her two-hour-long coverage of the press conference with the governor and election fraud in Kentucky. That's up on Infowars.com. Talking about cybersecurity. Not the Russians hacking into our elections. It's the deep state, the Democrats. And we've caught them red-handed. MSNBC's come out and said, oh, it's Russian bots claiming this. No, we have witnesses who are Republicans in other states who are on the voting rolls. People are voting in their names. Immigrants who've never voted in Kentucky have never voted. They've been put on there. There's all these stories at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. I'll go ahead and take that story. Thanks that you guys have. They're handing me all these articles as they come out. There's just so much breaking here. And so many times it's Infowars that breaks these stories that end up bringing down the deep state. That's why they want us off the air so incredibly bad. But that's a wrap. Dim witness admits Ukraine should investigate the gas company for paying bribe to kill probe into Hunter. Wow. That's got to really freak them out after even scripting the testimony the Democrats did, having all of the recitals, having all of the dress rehearsals, and now George Kent admits he raised concerns about Hunter Biden working for Ukraine gas company in 2015. In a briefing call with the Office of the Vice President, I raised my concern that Hunter's Biden status could create the perception of conflict of interest. Wow. Because we're told Trump even bringing this up is incredibly evil. In fact, we have a carpe donctum meme, ladies and gentlemen, we'll play when we come back. Dr. Pachinik, sorry to hear your Skype cut out. Just please come back soon and get into all this with us. But we really appreciate you having you on. In just a few minutes, China, Huawei, Cyber Command, why did Google and Apple move to China? Why is this happening?
The real issue for us right now is the competition between the United States acquiring 5G and China acquiring it. And they're in the forefront right now of creating 5G, which is exponentially far more powerful than the 4G we had. What a race to create what's called quantum encryption or quantum computing, which is not one is zero. It's one superimposed on zero, and it has exponential areas. And China, because it's a controlled society, can do many things that we can't. So for the 5G issue, we have so many companies competing, both at the Department of Labor and the Consumer Department. And again, we have too big a bureaucracy that can accommodate what we need on the private level, so that we're wasting a lot of time trying to acquire the 5G while the Chinese and Huawei and other companies have been very effective in acquiring 5G. Now, China has been behind us for 30 years, but in 30 years, no president except for Trump has really said to the Chinese, look, the days of you cheating and taking advantage of us are over. At the same time, the tariff that he's placed is hurting us in many ways that we can't afford to have it. So on the one hand, he has slapped China. China understands it. But on the other hand, if he says, okay, we're finished with the tariffs, I can guarantee him he will be reelected without any question. If he just mentions he's finished the tariff, the stock market will go up even higher than it is now, and everybody will be pleased, and there's nothing the Democrats can do. So
well, when your new book comes out in 2 weeks, please come on and talk about cybersecurity and China and Apple and Google, them all moving over there. Thanks for you getting back on via your phone, even though your Skype went down. StevePachinik.com. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. That was a good, pretty much two-hour interview. It was an hour-and-a-half interview. That was powerful. I've got so much to break here, so much to get into. Mike Adams is coming. Millie Weaver was going to be on, but she's in the middle of that press conference in Kentucky and talking about cybersecurity. I'm going to speak about 5G briefly when we come back as well, back in 60 seconds. Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time, we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This way, I don't have to pay taxes on them. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I told the guy, like, this cuts into the market. Selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to hit some final pieces of news here that are very important for Mike Adams, who's always very informative. Takes over the last three segments. And then the war room with Owen Schroyer is coming up. And then you got firepower after that. Band.video. Please share that link. I can't sit there and just be more clear about it. Because we're barely bringing in the money we need to fund this operation right now. I'm not complaining. I hate to sit here like a baby bird begging for your support. But, my God, we're selling products everybody needs. They're great. I want to thank all of you that are supporting us. InfoWarsStore.com. It totally is angering the deep state that we're still on air to do interviews like you just heard. We need folks to know this fight is neck and neck with the globalists. It's not all in the bag like these foggy groups are telling you out there. So everything's great. And, boy, it feels good. I'd love to think everything was turned around. But InfoWars has been here 25 years, and we helped launch the movement exposing globalism with you. And so we're in a position of authority to say that we know what we're talking about, and this thing is not in the bag, ladies and gentlemen. And I just keep harping on that because so many people have smoked the dope that everything's great, and that is not the case. Because of the neocons, we can beat the Democrats. It's the Republican traitors. Now, I'd say Trump was 55-45 if you had to look at it in numbers in the fight against the deep state. The last few days, it's crept up to 56-57. But then when stuff happens, it goes back down to 40-something, you know, on the other side, because a lot of the public is ignorant. And it's up to us to wake them up. Now, this video is at newswars.com. It really needs to get spread. It's also at memeworld.com. Carpe Doctor's another great piece, releases damning footage of Trump quid pro quo. Don't let Democrats see this or this could bring down Trump. Here's the video. Clear evidence of quid pro quo has emerged directly implicating the White House.
The commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was about 6 hours. I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. And the prosecutor's not fired. You're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Such a talented individual. And I've been so busy about a month ago. He said, hey, shoot this in a green screen. I'll make a great video with you. And I just haven't gotten around to it. You know what? I'm going to shoot that video that Carpe wants right after the show. That's the first thing I want to do is to be in his next meme. Wow. Because that's Joe Biden saying all that with Trump's head on him. If you're a radio listener, you didn't see that. We got live streams at Infowars.com/show. And again, I keep harping on that because that's how we get around the censors. That's how we win. We triggered the chain reaction that defeated Hillary before. She's planning to run again. Now she admits it, and she wants us off the air in the 2020 election. It didn't happen, but they're trying very hard. She's like a disease, and we're a can of penicillin. And she doesn't want us on the shelf, ladies and gentlemen, but thanks to you, we're here. Wow. Now, speaking of that, we'll play this video. That's a wrap. It's a Jamie White article on Infowars.com. Dim witness admits Ukraine should investigate the gas company for bribe to kill probe into Hunter. Wow. So that's why Schiff had all these show trials and dress rehearsals the last couple of weeks down in the basement. But still, now that Republicans can ask questions they couldn't before. Hell, we couldn't even. I meant to get Pachinik to talk about the fake whistleblower, Eric Sierra Mella. I mean, the guy was involved with Hunter. The guy was involved in all this. It's not just the money and the power. He has a stake in covering up whatever he was involved in. And I told you that a couple weeks ago. Now it's out in the news. But Big Tech and Fox News is censoring anybody that puts the name out. When it's public, it's not illegal. It's not illegal to read WikiLeaks like CNN says, Chris Cuomo. It's all a hoax. I've talked to 5 different lawyers in the last week when they were saying arrest me for exposing that the judge in the Roger Stone show trial had tried to put an Obama department head whose husband worked on the Mueller witch hunt probe at the Justice Department on the jury. She took her off once we exposed it. I was trying to tamper with a jury. If they put Obama on the damn jury, I'd say that was wrong. Or Hillary or Chelsea or Joe Biden or maybe Hunter Biden on the jury. I mean, you'd say that's crazy. Well, same thing with the department head whose husband was in the Mueller probe. I mean, man, my goodness. But they try to get away with the most insane crap. So, this is on Infowars.com. It's pretty amazing. The witness brought forward by the Democrats to testify about Trump's Ukraine phone call admitted that Ukraine officials should investigate the holdings company for possibly bribing prosecutors to quash President Joe Biden. During the statement, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Kent testified that he raised concerns to then-President Biden about the conflict of interest involving Hunter Biden, and we know what happened, and the gas company. Hunter called up the president of Ukraine then and said, I'm going to hold up $1 billion if you don't fire that son of a bitch. I just played you the clip. Everything they say Trump's done, they've done. You're like, oh, great, that blew up in their face. If they don't get in trouble for all this, it emboldens them to even do crazier fiascos, which, again, if we allow that to happen, is incompetence. We need to see indictments now. We need to take action. And people are like, well, it'll cause a bigger fight in the government. The Democrats are on full attack mode. The danger's letting them do this. They're never going away. They're crazy people. Look at Schiff. Look at Pelosi. Look at her nephew, the governor. Look at the weathermen they're electing as DAs in San Francisco. I mean, these people have been allowed to run wild forever. They think they're God. Here's a clip.
Any problem of corruption in Ukraine included exposure to a situation involving the energy company Burisma. The primary concern of the U.S. government since 2014 was Burisma's owner, Mykola Zlochevsky, whose frozen assets abroad we had attempted to recover on Ukraine's behalf. In early 2015, I raised questions with the Deputy Prosecutor General about why the investigation of Mr. Zlochevsky had been terminated, based on our belief that prosecutors had accepted bribes to close the case. Later, I became aware that Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma. Soon after that, in a briefing call with the National Security Staff of the Office of the Vice President in February of 2015, I raised my concern that Hunter Biden's status as a board member could create the perception of a conflict of interest.
Wow. Again, this new video is the best work of Carpe Diem. It's up on Infowars.com, where he puts Trump's head on Joe Biden when Joe Biden makes the confession. And again, why would he make a confession? Why is the lawyer for the whistleblower saying he loves, you know, to protect pedophiles and gets them into government and admires little girls? They're normalizing. They're pissing in your face. Instead, you resist that. You give into it, you're a slave. You resist, you get stronger. Resistance is victory. Now, we've got our new special. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 70% off. A lot of items are sold out. A lot of items that were sold out have come back in. And as I told you, we're funding ourselves into next year by selling out of a lot of things we'll probably never even be able to reorder. We hold back some for those on auto ship. I mean, that's just how crazy things are around here. I've got some other funding things I'm working on. But listen, you want to see people that deliver the goods and are defeating the globalists? Step up to the plate, InfoWarsStore.com. If you've never tried these products, get them. If you tried them and liked them and didn't reorder them for some reason, sign up for auto ship so you don't forget to get the fish oil you need, to get the turmeric you need, bodies. Or go get the great T-shirts and books and films. Do your Christmas shopping early. Don't battle the crowds. Don't battle the traffic. Get amazing gifts at InfoWarsStore.com for your wife, your husband, your family, your grandchildren, your cousins, your coworkers, and get great supplements as well and a lot of politically correct goodies at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Millie Weaver was scheduled to be with us about an hour ago, but I understand why she couldn't be there, because our great reporter was in the Capitol there in Kentucky with the governor while he and others were presenting new evidence of election fraud, not just voter fraud, but the Democrats in deep state putting hundreds of thousands of Republicans from other states and immigrants who've never voted on the voter rolls as Democrats so they could steal the election by about 5,000 votes from the governor. And so that whole press conference is on Infowars.com. Kentucky governor holds press conference on election fraud. And Millie Weaver says there's new evidence of that that's been brought forward. Mike Adams, I appreciate holding. I'm always want to hear what he has to say. He was supposed to host the whole hour, but he understands he's about to come on in a moment. But I wanted to bring Millie Weaver up because she's got big breaking news. And remember, MSNBC has a report out saying bots, Russian bots, again, we can roll some of that B-roll for viewers, are claiming election fraud. It's all made up by the Russians. Really, I didn't know the governor was a Russian, Bevin, friends with Trump. I didn't know Millie was a Russian. But don't worry, we have the same guy, of course, who told us he was shot down in a helicopter, the NBC host, Brian Williams, to tell us that it's the Russian bots. So what a joke. Millie, the guy that says he was shot down in a helicopter when it never happened, said, "You're a bot." I didn't know that Russian bots were very attractive, smart, blonde female reporters wearing red dresses. I keep hearing these robots are going to be lifelike. So who manufactured you?
I know. I guess I'm a Russian bot. I guess anyone who questions the narrative that the Democrats put out is a Russian bot. So we're here in Kentucky, Alex, at the Capitol out here where there was just a press conference. And I'm telling you, Alex, the evidence is pouring in. They have just submitted hundreds of documents to Andy Beshear, who is the Democrat incumbent's office, because he's the attorney general in Kentucky. So they've submitted all.
And he's the one that put all the immigrants and Republicans from other states on the voter rolls.
And here's the most interesting one of all. A young boy, this affidavit he just put out, and they had a video in the press conference, a young man who is off to college in Florida, his parents discovered that somebody had illegally voted for him in Kentucky. When they went to the voter polls and they saw that someone had signed for their son's name. The problem is their son is over 1,000 miles away going to college in Florida. So they submitted that as well. There's just so many people coming in, floods of evidence of voter election fraud. Meanwhile, the Democrat operatives on the mainstream media are pressuring Matt Bevin to concede and to just shut up and go away with all the evidence that's pouring in. It's amazing.
What is the governor signaling he's going to do? This is incredible. We've caught them red-handed.
I'm not sure. It doesn't seem like the governor has made a strong move as to what he's going to do. So far, they are demanding investigations. A young group of people who are standing for citizens for election integrity in Kentucky, they have been compiling evidence and demanding that the attorney general do something and have a third-party investigation. And, Alex, as far as the whistleblower documents for Kentucky election fraud goes that were handed to me, I just hand-delivered those to the governor's office here today. So now the governor will have those in his possession as well to do with what he wants.
Well, I just cannot believe how good these bots are getting. I mean, you look like a female reporter that I've known for 8-9 years, there at the Capitol, breaking all this huge news with whistleblowers by name and documents. But it's just that the Russians have gotten so good that they've got this fake governor who's contesting it. Thank God MSNBC exposed you, and the whole press conference that the Russians created, the people coming and saying that they didn't vote, but somebody voted in their name and signing affidavits. These bots are These deep fakes are incredible. But seriously, the articles are up on InfoWars.com with the full press conference. Please come on the War Room. Please come on Firepower, Millie. And I'm so glad that you're on the job with your great crew. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
And again, folks, Millie Weaver is funded by you. Millie Weaver is funded by you, traveling around the country, doing a great job. You know, just the travel expenses of her are, and she does it on a shoestring, are still, you know, up there at $50,000 to $100,000 a year. Same thing with Caitlin Bennett, because they work 7 days a week. She's at $100,000 a year just in travel expenses. Then I've got to pay them. That's why we need money at InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there and take action. Mike Adams, God bless you. NaturalNews.com. I know you're loaded for bear on a lot of big subjects, but wow, can you believe they're claiming at MSNBC, and I now learn CNN and other places, that it's all Russian bots? Did you know that? No evidence of any election fraud. Even though Judicial Watch sued and found 3 million voted illegally in California and all the rest of it, it's all Russian bots. Oi, are you a Russian bot?
Well, this is all about the shouting and screaming from the left-wing media, Alex, to distract from the actual election fraud that took place in Kentucky. Like you, I have seen documents that have not been made public yet, some evidence and information tied to that election fraud. It is criminal fraud, and the media is trying to get away with it by just screaming at people to move on. But Alex, think about this. If they can get away with that kind of fraud in the Kentucky election, they can do it nationwide, and they are planning to do it nationwide for 2020. And any of
you watch all the fake dossiers, all the fake transcripts, all the they're going for broke. They're like mad dogs that have rabies.
Yeah, that's right, because everything's at stake now. They know, of course, many of them, the deep staters, will be indicted. And by the way, you just had an outstanding interview with Dr. Pechenik, and he told Trump what he needs to do, which is get aggressive, double down, triple down, do what you were elected to do, President Trump, and arrest these traitors.
But see,
and that's
Q says everything's fine, plus the earth's flat, Mike, so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, right. Well, I suppose, look, I'm trying to save the whole planet. Think it's flat or a sphere. You know, I'm trying to work with the independent media like you, Alex, to
save. We're trying to save this realm.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know why people get distracted by these things that don't matter compared to the big picture. Look, we are all going to be enslaved on this planet under a techno-tyranny, an authoritarian left-wing communist regime if we don't support Trump to stand up and arrest these traitors and see this through. I mean, come on. Mr. President, we elected you to go to bat for the people, and they, the deep state, are trying to criminalize your efforts to do what we elected you to do. And we just can't stand for that.
So, well, that's true. And if Trump doesn't get rid of them and we don't, in a way, his election will be bad then, because he just mobilized the left and finally gave them energy to totally take over if we let them.
Yeah. Well, right. But you just said something I think that's very key. If Trump doesn't take down the deep state, I believe it is going to come down to the people. The people will have to defend their republic. And I think that many people are prepared to do that, although we don't hope it goes to that phase. We hope this can be done.
But you're feeling, aren't you, the parts of your brain that would do that? It's all turning on, because your brain, subconscious, is way more powerful than conscious. And for all of us that are men that care about the country and women that care, I mean, it's all turning on. All the weapon systems, you know, the lights in those areas are going flick, flick, flick. The switches are turning on. Weapon systems are powering up.
Well, absolutely. And I know we got to go to break shortly, but a key element here to realize is that the reason they put all these spies in the Trump campaign, the reason they set up Trump during the campaign, was because when Hillary Clinton was elected president in 2016, as she was supposed to be, they were going to indict Trump for treason. That's what they were setting up, Alex. And they were going to arrest you and me and all other Trump supporters who were prominent.
That's right. They came out and announced it in the Armed Services Committee that I'm a damn Russian agent. And now Millie's a Russian bot.
The fact that we are not in prison right now is driving them insane.
Not only are we not in prison. Tulsi Gabbard. Hillary says she is a Russian asset. She works for the FSB. No, Hillary, you're the enemy of America. Mike Adams takes over. You're the enemy, Hillary.
The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant, and the corporate whores in the media busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just
lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at man.video and infowars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up. Video.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, this is Mike Adams filling in for the rest of the fourth hour here on The Alex Jones Show on this November 13, 2019. I have made a lot of notes. I've been listening to the entire broadcast today as well, and I noticed some important things that I believe need to be repeated. So I'm going to summarize for you what I think are some of the bombshells today coming out of Infowars.com, and then I've got some other stories to bring in as well. First of all, just from the Millie Weaver report from Kentucky, there is no question that the Kentucky election for the governorship was stolen by the Democrats using election ballot fraud, where they take people who are out of state or who have moved away, and then the Democrats are able to access those computer databases and then have those absent people vote for Democrats in certain elections or for certain races. And that's how Governor Bevin was, quote, defeated. And I hope that Bevin has the courage to challenge that, because this is criminal election fraud that has taken place. But by the way, I think the attorney general there may cover this up for obvious reasons, conflicts of interest and so on. So there's a common thread in all of this. You look at the impeachment happening today with Adam Schiff, the circus clown of Congress, running a theatrical scripted impeachment theater. It's all about what they can get away with. And as long as Republicans stand back and try to be polite and try to follow the polite rules of due process, instead of taking a stand and saying, no, you are the criminals, you are the people who are violating the law, you have committed election fraud. If the Republicans just stand back and try to be polite, you're going to get steamrolled, folks. And this goes for President Trump, as well as Matt Bevin in Kentucky, and every other Republican nationwide, because the Democrats are now dedicated to committing massive fraud. They are dedicated to censorship, silencing all pro-Trump voices. The Democrats are dedicated to lawlessness and depriving due process during these sham impeachment trials, so-called impeachment. It's not even really impeachment. It's like, oh, an anonymous source quoted an anonymous source who heard from a secondhand source that, the president threatened the worker at 31 Flavors for extra ice cream samples. Yeah, that's the kind of impeachment that we're dealing with right now. It is a total circus. What a total joke. But they get away with it. They get away with it again and again. The Democrats do, because they have the media behind them pushing and screaming for this Democrat agenda. So it's up to Republicans who hold office, like Governor Bevin of Kentucky, to stand up and assert the rule of law. And by the way, got to say thank you to Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan and others who are attending this impeachment, the so-called impeachment hearing, and who are asking tough questions and who are grilling the witnesses, even though the roster of witnesses is controlled by Adam Schiff, so that Republicans don't get to call their witnesses. And of course, we're being told this whole time that you can't mention the name of the so-called whistleblower, the non-whistleblower whistleblower, the non-anonymous anonymous whistleblower, the anonymously asserted whistleblower who heard from someone who heard from someone who heard from someone, and so on and so forth. It's a complete mess. But Adam Schiff today says that he doesn't know the identity of the whistleblower. All the Republicans laughed out loud during the hearing, and I think the Daily Caller even put out a tweet saying, well, if he doesn't know the name of the whistleblower, how do they know which name to redact from all the transcripts? I mean, come on, give me a break. So according to Adam Schiff, he doesn't know the name of the whistleblower. So I guess if Devin Nunes actually says the name of the whistleblower, then Adam Schiff wouldn't know that it was even stated. So how would he know to know that you can't say the name of the non-whistleblower, whistleblower, anonymous, non-anonymous source? Because the whole thing's a circus. What a total joke. But there's more. There's more today. Let me get back to some of what happened here today on the show. Alex is absolutely right when he warns that we don't have this in the bag. Trump is not absolutely going to win unless he fights harder and doubles down and has the support of the people. Anyone who tells you, relax, there are tens of thousands of sealed indictments that are all going to come out. Relax, all the traitors are going to go to prison. You don't have to stand up and voice out. Just relax. Anybody who says that is a deep state operative, I'm sorry to say. Deep state operative, because this should be a red alert moment for America. Everyone should be voicing out loudly and persistently, legally and lawfully, of course, but also loudly, that our country is about to be stolen from us by these lawless Democrats, these deep state operatives, these criminal traitors, those who are carrying out treason against this country. And we must demand that they be arrested, that they be indicted. I mean, give me a break. Joe Biden, quid pro Joe, actually admitted on the CFR broadcast that he was engaged in attempted extortion of Ukraine. And we already have the financial records. We know it was over $3.1 million that was transferred from Burisma Holdings to Hunter Biden through a series of payments that were $83,000 plus each. This is admitted by Joe Biden. So why doesn't Adam Schiff have a hearing about Joe Biden's quid pro quo? And the answer is, as you know, of course, because the Democrats get away with everything while the Republicans are accused of everything that the Democrats actually carried out, because it's all about projection. But if we don't stand up to this, they're going to steamroll this country. Action is what wins the day with all of this. Action. Legal and lawful action, but persistent, courageous action. So again, to summarize, Alex Jones is absolutely right on that point. Do not sit back. Do not be lulled into a false sense of security that this is all going to work out just fine because Trump is in charge. No, Trump is surrounded by the deep state. And as I've said before, the deep state is surrounded by us. But if we just sit back and do nothing, then the deep state wins. So don't let that happen. A second point here, the interview with Dr. Pechenik, I thought was very, very important. In fact, Dr. Pechenik's interview is one of the two audio or video interviews that I think you should see. And the other is with Dr. Michael Savage the other day, a few days ago. Dr. Savage said some really crucial things when he was being interviewed by Alex Jones and also in other interviews as well. Savage talks about decades of, what do you call it? Decades of destruction, decades of bad times for America. I forgot the exact word that he used, but he said that America is in a very bad situation, even if Trump wins. And Dr. Savage is absolutely correct about that point. Now, Dr. Pechenik is correct when he says that Trump needs to double and triple down on these actions to defeat the deep state. Now, I've got to go back and review this, but I thought I heard during the broadcast today here on InfoWars, I thought I heard, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought I heard Dr. Pechenik say that Jeffrey Epstein was not killed, that he was moved out of there, that he is still alive somewhere, relocated. I thought I heard that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. You correct me. You go back and listen to that. I think it was in the bottom of the second hour. But that is a theory that has been circulated for a very long time, you know, since the supposed suicide, and it still has merit. It may be true. I don't know whether Epstein was killed by the deep state or moved by perhaps Trump administration officials or operatives who are using him now as a witness against the deep state. I would say both of those are possible, but what is not possible, I mean, he didn't kill himself. That's for sure. We know he didn't kill himself. So he was either killed by the deep state or he was moved out to protect him so that he could testify against the deep state. I'm hoping that's the case, but I don't have a lot of faith that it is. Most likely, in my assessment, he was probably just murdered. But then again, the photos of him coming out of the room, they don't match his face, his ears, his nose, right? It doesn't match exactly. So maybe it's a different body, like a body double that they dragged out of there while he, Epstein, may still be alive. That is a possibility we have to consider. Nevertheless, even if he is, it doesn't mean that you can sit back and be comfortable and just hope everything turns out okay. Everything that you value is at stake here, folks. Everything. Your right to speak, your right to think, your right to even exist in a nation that has, as Savage says, language and culture and borders. All of those things are being overrun by the left. And if you don't stand up and defend it now, you're going to lose this country. And Trump's going to be taken out. You're going to be taken out. InfoWars is going to be taken out if we don't stand up right now. I'll have much more straight ahead. This is Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
Wake up in the morning.
All right, final segment here on the fourth hour of the show today here on the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer coming up next from the War Room. I've got a lot to cover here in the next few minutes. Going to give you some comments, not just on Michael Savage, but also Joe Rogan, Edward Snowden, that interview, geoengineering, chemtrails, that kind of thing. And some other comments as well. I've got a lot of notes here, so I'm looking down if you're watching on video. But one thing first, I want to get this out. It's very important. Michael Savage, a lot of people don't know that Dr. Savage, I call him Dr. Savage because he has a PhD in, I believe, ethnobotany. And he's got several different academic degrees. But I'm a great admirer of Dr. Savage. He is a very clear thinker. He's incredibly intelligent. He's courageous. And I think he speaks to us in the spirit of the founding fathers of our country. And I fully support his message, and I think he is a treasure for our country. A lot of people don't know, here's a bit of trivia, I actually coined the title of one of his books called Trickle Down Tyranny. I coined that phrase. And then it became the title of his book, of that name, obviously. And it was a great book. And I fully support all his books, but I actually came up with that title like a year before the book came out. So I'm very happy to have been able to contribute that phrase to the public lexicon. The other thing is I want to get this out because I'm being threatened all the time as well. But I'm working on some technology right now. I just want to disclose this publicly. I've shared some of this information with Alex. I'm working on a technology that is a botanically end-capped molecular nanoparticle biosynthesis using green chemistry methods. What that means is I've come up with a way to create some highly functional nanoparticle molecules that deliver powerful elements on the inside surrounded by botanical molecular fragments on the outside that are recognizable by the human body. And my plan here, what I'm going to do with this is I'm going to submit to the U.S. Patent Office the full description of how to make this yourself and have the Patent Office publish it, which will release the formula to the public so that everyone can do this for themselves. This is an anti-tumorigenic technology that Big Pharma has been working on for many years. I've been working on it for a few months, and we have nailed it, and we have the proof that it's working. We're doing electron microscopy photographs of these molecules, and we're doing some additional tests as well. A lot more coming out. But I want you to know I'm patenting this for humanity, patenting it so that no one else can lock it up. And by patenting it, I will get this formula released to the public through the U.S. Patent Office where no one else can steal it and control it. So this is my way of releasing it to the public. What it means is that you will be able to make your own anti-cancer medicine at home using very simple ingredients, very low-cost ingredients. We've come up with a way to do this. So if there's any effort to take me out in the next year or so before this patent comes out, that's probably why, because this is really breakthrough technology for humanity. And my intention is to release that to the public. And in fact, I may just release the process before that, but I don't want somebody else to try to interfere with the patent. There's all kinds of games played at the patent office. The safest thing is to just get a patent at first. Anyway, enough of that. Secondly, about Joe Rogan and Edward Snowden, kind of continuing from what Alex Jones said, Edward Snowden is in his own way a hero figure. He's obviously a brilliant person, very intelligent in his area of expertise. But I need to say on the record here that Edward Snowden does not know what he's talking about when it comes to geoengineering. There are over 100 geoengineering patents that are on file with the patent office, and many of them have been taken over by the federal government itself. The government has a multitude of patents about geoengineering, atmospheric chemistry alterations, stratospheric aerosol injections, you know, Project Scopex, all of these things. You know, it saddens me to say this, but Mr. Snowden, you are a brilliant, courageous person, but please don't speak about these things of which you have no knowledge. We, who have been studying these issues for many more years, we are very much aware of this. I mean, even Geoengineering Watch, I think it's .com, has all of this documented as well. And what is it, Wigington, Dane Wigington has been a guest on InfoWars before, and he's well informed about all this. And Edward Snowden does not know what he's talking about. Thirdly, about Joe Rogan, I have been told a couple of months ago that Joe Rogan actually got me banned from Twitter. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I was banned from Twitter, deplatformed, the day after I publicly criticized Joe Rogan for interviewing Jack Dorsey, who is, in my opinion, an unindicted criminal who is engaged in free speech, you know, a trampling free speech for all Americans. Now, I don't know if what I'm being told is 100% true, but I'm going to put this message out to Joe Rogan. I hope that you did not call for me to be deplatformed, because that would be a super low blow. That would be lower than quid pro Joe if you did that. So I hope that's not the case, but I would sure like to hear from Joe Rogan whether you got me banned from Twitter, because that's unacceptable. You know, if you're in a UFC fight, you don't, you know, knee somebody in the crotch and gouge their eyes and throw them out of the ring. You engage in the competition. You engage in the debate. You let everybody speak so that there can be a debate. And I hope that you're on the side of allowing people to speak freely so that we can all engage in a debate. I hope that what I heard was wrong about that. So I would like to hear from Joe Rogan on that point. And if you did that, if you got me banned from Twitter, you need to unban me from Twitter. Okay, because we all deserve to have free speech, even you, even though I don't agree with everything that you cover. But it's wrong to censor people just because you don't like what they have to say or just because they might criticize you. Well, it was actually a really mild criticism even. It wasn't even a big deal. All right, moving on with other news. We've got an article that we published today. It's on National News, but this has been covered elsewhere. The FBI covered up a child sex cult in the 1980s. And this child sex cult was called the Finders. I've got the printout right here. It's an astonishing true story about how the intelligence community has been involved in covering up child sex rings and pedophilia rings and child trafficking for decades. This was decades ago. So when you talk about modern day, you know, Pizzagate, or you talk about the Jeffrey Epstein blackmail, child pedophilia, child trafficking blackmail of globalists and so on, and how he was protected by the intelligence community, the same intelligence community that's trying to take down President Trump. Guess what? That's nothing new, folks. That's been going on for decades. I didn't even know how far back it went until one of my researchers and writers covered this story. It was the sex cult. They were abducting women, children, and other victims as a well-organized criminal pedophilia ring. And the U.S. intelligence apparatus was covering for all of it. This is nothing new. I'm telling you, these people have been engaged in demonic child sacrifice, ritualistic child sacrifice, abortions, and actual bloodletting of children. Where to even go with this? Are you aware, by the way, that the Ambrosia Company in California has been given a green light by the FDA to now sell children's blood to be infused into the veins of wealthy clients who come in and pay for children's blood? Did you know that? And that's been green-lighted by the FDA now. So the FDA says they could do that even though it's not proven to have health benefits. It's called Ambrosia. It's back in business. So if you want to pay, I don't know, what is it, $20,000 a liter, you can go get the blood of children dripped into your veins. Well, guess what? That's nothing new either. They've been doing this for centuries. The global elite, they have been drinking children's blood. They have been infusing children's blood. They have been harvesting children's blood. Did you know in the United States alone, there are over 480,000 missing children reported every year? I think I've got that figure correct. 480,000. That, I mean, we're talking about almost 500,000 children go missing every year in the United States alone. Where do all those children go? I mean, some of them are found, but some of them are never found. Guess what? They're being used up. They're being harvested. Their blood is being harvested for operations that try to extend the longevity and the demon power of these globalists. That's how evil they are. And what I'm mentioning here just barely scratches the surface, folks. I mean, Alex has covered some of it before. It goes way deeper down that rabbit hole than you can ever imagine. The reason I mention this is because this is what we are up against. This is what Trump is trying to defeat. This is what is trying, this pure evil, this demonic evil is what is trying to overthrow the 2016 election, rule over us, silence us, get Trump out of office, and turn America into an authoritarian tyranny. And we have got to stop it. And we have got to call for divine intervention, by the way. Help us, God, to stop this demonic evil, because everything is at stake, everything that we value. So Infowars.com is where you're going to get this information. Thank you for tuning in today. This is Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show. Now, coming up next, Owen Schroyer on the War Room, possibly with an update from Millie Weaver live from Kentucky. I know she's covering that issue very diligently there. Maybe some breaking news coming out of that. Don't miss it. Also, impeachment, the fake impeachment hearings happening today. Owen Schroyer has comments on that as well and other breaking news. He's always fascinating. He's always well-informed. Stay tuned. It's all coming up. Infowars.com is your information hub for truth. Thanks for watching.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.